Welcome to Daily Devotion with Ken Gurley. Devotions designed to inspire you on your daily walk with God. Each day we walk through the vital principles of the abundant life. Our Lord can do above and beyond all we ask or think. Here's your host, Ken Gurley.
An eclipse. They happen ever so often. The Bible speaks of them. The verse that comes to mind is Jeremiah 15. The prophet is speaking against Jerusalem and more specifically, talking about Jerusalem's destruction. The source of her demise? Backsliding. She had drifted from God. God told Jerusalem, "I'm weary of hearing your repenting." And then in verse 9, we read, "The mother of seven grows faint and gasps for breath. Her son has gone down while it is still day. She sits childless now, disgraced and humiliated." The mother of seven is a picture of a perfect person, yet somehow her imperfections have triumphed. And we read that her son has gone down while it's day, an eclipse, a spiritual eclipse of sorts. When daylight becomes darkness, God told Jerusalem, "Thou art gone backward." Of his precious city, he said, her son has gone down while it's day. She has experienced a moral and a spiritual eclipse, something we traditionally call backsliding. Never planned, but people drift. Hello, my name is Ken Gurley, and here on Daily Devotion this week, we're going to be talking about enhancing your effectiveness as a child of God. And today I want to focus on a spiritual eclipse. You and I did not start this walk to quit. We started this journey to reach life everlasting, to permit God to finish what he has started in our lives. A backslider, though, is someone who is no longer going forward. They are going backwards. We are commanded to follow on to know the Lord. And when we stop following the Lord, we begin to backslide. Because life is not a plateau, it's not a flat surface, it's a land of slopes, hills, and valleys. If we're not moving forward, then we're certainly not standing still. We are sliding backwards. Have you found that to be true in your personal life, that if you are not intentionally pursuing growth, you begin to slide? There's a high cost to backsliding. It hurts the person themselves. But it also hurts their families, their friends. It damages their witness. It brings shame to the cause of Christ. I think of King David's backsliding. God told him that his moral failure caused those who didn't know God to blaspheme and mock him. Backsliding indeed comes at a high price. What causes backsliding? There are many possible causes. Spending time with the wrong people. Solomon did that. The Bible says when Solomon was old, his wives turned his heart after other gods. Solomon had written earlier that a companion of fools is destroyed, and making friends with an angry man becomes a snare to the soul. All too often, others' attitudes determine our spiritual altitude. Our associations with people that drag us down can cause us to backslide. Spending time in the wrong places can as well. It matters what you see and who you're around. The preacher Jeremiah said, "My eye affects my heart," in Lamentations 3. People think they can view filthy and suggestive things and not be affected by it. At the least, such things are spiritually unhealthy. At the worst, they can lead us to sliding backwards. It matters what we permit into the gates of our eyes, into the inner man. Our eyes, our ears, our sense of touch, everything we encounter can feed the wrong stimuli to the world within. Developing wrong passions can as well. Jesus told the church of Ephesus, "You left your first love." This gets closer to the heart of what causes backsliding. Solomon spoke of the backslidden in heart in Proverbs 14:14. Backsliding is not just about wrong companions or going the wrong places. It's a matter of the heart. Someone or something else has taken priority in our lives. Someone or something else has come between us and the Lord. In that passage of Jeremiah, God's people had a heart problem. They would walk away from God and could on command repent. Yet God grew weary with their backsliding. He likened them to a sun going down while it's yet day. He likened their spiritual lives to an eclipse, a premature sunset, a premature ending of the day, an unfulfilled life. Let me introduce an analogy to you today. The Amplified Version of James 1:17 says that every good and every perfect, that is free, large, full gift, is from above. It comes down from the Father of all that gives light, in the shining of whom there can be no variation, no rising or setting or shadow cast by his turning, as in an eclipse. That's what it reads in the Amplified Version. It just suggests to me there are only two teams, the daylight team led by God. The first work of God to a dark world was to speak light. He is light. His city, the New Jerusalem, has no darkness. It's all light. John said in 1 John 1, God is light, and in him is no darkness at all. If we say that we have fellowship with him and walk in darkness, we lie and do not the truth. But if we walk in the light, as he is in the light, we have fellowship one with another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanses us from all sin. Yeah, this is team light. God's people walk in the light. There's a verse of scripture in the Old Testament I like. It's where Isaiah says to Israel, O house of Jacob, come ye and let us walk in the light of the Lord. The Apostle Paul said that we don't walk in darkness. We walk in light, for we are children of the light. 1 Thessalonians 5:5. Jesus told the woman caught in the act of adultery that those who follow him would not walk in darkness, but in light. John 8:12, he's the light of the world. The Apostle John said that those who walk in the light won't hate their brethren. They will love and they will show mercy. In other words, the fruit of the Spirit will be made evident. So there is a light team, that's God's team, but then there is a darkness team. It's led by a consortium, the world, the flesh, the devil. John said that the whole world lies in wickedness. The world is in darkness. The carnal man is at enmity with God, full of treachery, hatred, strife, envy, greed, lust, wantonness, and all of these are works of darkness. And then there is a prince of darkness in this consortium, once called Lucifer, the light bearer. The enemy of our souls wants to lead us into darkness. A person who follows God walks in the light. A person who follows the world, the flesh, the devil walks in darkness. The lost are walking in darkness. Jesus said this is the condemnation of the world, that light had come, but men chose darkness because their deeds were evil. So let's review this. God is light. His people walk in light. Then there is darkness, and the lost walk in darkness. To love God, then, is to reject darkness. To love the world is to reject the light. And this perhaps is a good way to view our walk with God. At the inception of salvation, he brings us out of darkness into his marvelous light. It's like a sunrise. When the sun comes upon this world, all of the creatures of the night go to sleep. The tigers return to their lairs, the lions to their dens, the bats fly back to their caves. The carnivorous, blood-sucking creatures of the night go to sleep. It's the same in the spiritual realm. Paul said that if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. Old things are passed away, gone away, turned away, resorted to elsewhere. Or in the analogy that we're looking at, when a person steps from darkness into light, all of the old things they fought against go away. They return to their old habitats. They go to sleep. The light drives them away. As these creatures of darkness make their exit, the domesticated qualities of love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, faith, meekness, goodness, temperance, they begin to make their appearance. These creatures of the day begin to take up residence in our lives. These will feed and pasture in the life that walk in the daylight. Anger is replaced with peace. Hatred is sent away to the darkness to be displaced by love. Fear has to give way to faith. What is this? You're walking in the light as He is in the light. But backsliding is slipping from the light back into the darkness. It's disobeying the Lord. It's turning from the light. It's allowing many shades and variations of gray to dominate our lives. It's permitting feelings and desires to run rampant that aren't conducive to godliness. It's picking up yesterday's habits. It's letting the sun go down. Where it used to be perpetual morning, now evening comes. Enough light to see, perhaps, but it gets more difficult. Those that walk in the light, Jesus said, they will not stumble, but those who walk in the night will fall. Backsliding isn't pretty. No, it isn't. Backsliding is a journey from the land of bright light into the land of twilight. It's going back into the darkness. It's Demas going back to the world he left. It's the mixed multitude longing for Egypt. It's the prodigal throwing off the father's favor and going to a strange country. It's drifting from light into darkness. It's the sun going down while it's yet day. It's the spiritual eclipse. What happens during an eclipse? Something gets between the earth and the source of its light, the sun. I read recently by Pulitzer Prize-winning author Annie Dillard, Teaching a Stone to Talk. She described climbing a hill in Yakima, Washington, to see a total eclipse of the sun. She said when the eclipse began, the lunar shadow chased towards them at 1,800 miles per hour, that she could actually feel the temperature drop. Then she said something that got my attention. She said birds return to their roost. Animals don't have clocks. They only know light and darkness, hot and cold. And when the sun retreats, whether it's at 12 a.m. or 12 p.m., the creatures of the day retreat. The birds return to their roosts, the sheep to their fold. When a person backslides, it's a spiritual eclipse. Love slumbers, peace retreats, joy hides, faith folds its hands for a nap. Gone are Christian virtues, the creatures of the day. And those creatures of night that have been put to sleep a long time ago stir in their caves. The leopard growls. The lion shakes its mighty mane. The carnivores begin to come out and wreak havoc. You read through the long list of all the works of darkness and the works of the flesh in the general epistles. There's dozens of them. Let one thing get in orbit around your life. You're not fighting one thing. You're fighting many things. You have experienced a spiritual eclipse. You're fighting envy, jealousy, unforgiveness. You once had a problem with lust, but now you're fighting everything. What is it? It's that spiritual eclipse. Something got between you and the light. That's what backsliding is. Your solution is very simple. Step out of darkness. Come back into the light. And at more than 1,800 miles per hour, the light will come screaming towards you. The Lord has a solution. Return to Him. Let God arise. Step out of the shadows and step into the sunshine.
Thank you for sharing in daily devotion with Ken Gurley. We pray this ministry has been a source of encouragement and strength to you. Please be mindful that your financial support enables us to meet with you each day. To give a donation or connect with us, visit our website at kengurley.com. There you will also find the latest books, podcasts, and resources. Blessed 90 Days to Change Your World is Pastor Gurley's latest book. You can get your copy of this life-changing book at kengurley.com. May God's favor rest on you in every way until we meet again.